Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today?
Not very well.
My name is Antonio. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I will probably vote.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 72.
Okay. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am white.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated
seven.
Are you to vote?
Seven.
Seven.
A seven.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
What specifically makes you say that?
Our country is going to hell.
The country is going to hell. Okay. Okay. It's going to hell. Because?
Mainly because of the violence.
Because of the violent. When you say violent or violence, do we talk about the violence on the streets, schools, or cities in general?
All of them in general.
Oh, okay. I understand. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? You can pick two: lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security. Which of these would you take as the top two?
Oh,
for you.
Boy. Absolutely criminal justice.
Okay. The criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
Yes.
And the
Absolutely.
Other one, you can choose up to two.
The other one, I would have to say... racial issues.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and say, okay, let me see which one is the one. Okay. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Would that be it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Just allow me a couple of moments, okay? Thank you for answering and for cooperating, okay? I truly thank you.
Not a problem.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Only 50% of the time do I agree.
So we can say somewhat approve?
Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say they're getting worse, and the reason why is I'm all for helping other people to come into our country.
Okay.
But I feel that we should take care of the people that are already here first.
Okay. Okay. Now, thinking
then
about...
help others.
Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not at all?
Fortunately, because I'm the right color, not at all.
Okay.
And that's not fair.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not at all?
Now that I don't work anymore, it's not at all.
Okay.
But it was definitely there when I was working.
Okay. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'd say the same.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite. Very cold and unfavorable. And 50, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, if you never heard of them, or if you have no opinion, just let me know. Have you heard of Taylor Swift?
Yes.
How do you feel about her from 0 to 100?
Yeah, 50.
What about Kamala Harris?
Uh, 25.
What about Ron DeSantis? What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
About 75.
What about the NAA? CP.
About 60.
Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. We'll go 50.
What about Joe Biden?
Boy, you really want me to stick my foot in it, don't you?
Nah, I'm just reading as it is, as they have prepared this survey.
Let's say 50.
What about the Democratic Party?
We'll say 50. They have their good points and bad points.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Republican, Donald Trump, and Independent, Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Could I vote for Taylor Swift?
I mean, if she were on the ballot, of course. But unfortunately, she's not on the ballot. You know, you have a point there. She might win if she ever decides to run for president.
I believe she would.
But between these three, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Cornel West, who would you vote for?
Okay, I don't know who the last guy is.
He's the Independent Party candidate or front runner.
Okay, I've not seen him in any type of debates or anything.
Okay.
I don't know his platform. Don't know much about him, so I don't know that I can answer that.
Okay, that's fair enough. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Oh, very worried.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one says, abortion access should be legally protected right in this country. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Would you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Would you agree or disagree?
They need to support the civil rights of everyone.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would say yes.
Would you agree somewhat or strongly?
Well, strongly, because they should protect everybody's civil rights.
Now, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I don't agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Okay, that's a tricky one. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay. So we can say that you will do somewhat support. You know,
yes.
I truly thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Thank you. I just want to say thank you for your patience and cooperation. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
Okay. I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
I'm going to read to you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Immigration to this country, from 0 to 10, how important do you think that is for our democracy to survive?
Seven.
What about freedom to protest the police or government?
8.
Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
The right to bear arms.
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
5 with that one.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Would you agree with that particular statement from zero?
Absolutely.
To 10?
That's a 10.
Okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
That's a 10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you?
It goes up to 10.
And which of these issues that we have discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Discrimination.
Okay. Okay. Now, I truly thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. The last few questions are, for statistical purposes only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No, I don't.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I say moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Where I'm at, it's rural.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, ma'am. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. We are completed with the survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.